Steelers offense this year, Doran, through seven games. 16th in points per game, smack dab middle of the league, 19th in yards per game, 9th in rushing yards per game. Now, I mean, you aspire to be better than 19th in the league in yards and 16th in points, but compared to where they've been the last 2 years, that's a significant difference. They're averaging 23 points per game, and the last two, obviously, they score 32 and 37, and you would hope that the numbers will be better with Russell Wilson. That's what they're going for here.
Exactly.
Real quick, so the Steelers score 37. The final touchdown was scored with 30 seconds left in the ball game. They got the ball. And we know that the Jets have a ton of skill position talent and, you know, run after catch guys. They could put up points in a hurry at times. Steelers didn't invite them back into that football game. Final drive for Pittsburgh, 13 plays, 75 yards and a touchdown. Plays, 75 yards, and 7 minutes and 27 seconds off the clock.
Wow.
You talk about 4-minute offense.
Wow.
How about 7 minute and 27 second offense? So I think we talked about identity a little bit in that first segment. I think they're getting there, and it takes a while. They didn't know who their quarterback was going to be. Their offensive line's been banged up. You're figuring it out. But I think through 7 games, early returns on the offense, it hasn't been great, but it's been a lot better than it's been, and I think Arthur Smith does not get enough credit. And I think he should start getting credit. He does some things. Every offensive coordinator is going to make you scratch your head from time to time. But we talked about this all offseason. We've talked about this for years. If you can get to a point where you're average offensively with the defense that you're paying for, with the superstars they've got on that side of the ball, that's how you become a really good football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think the offense is only going to get better.
Oh, it absolutely is. And we talked about this last week, and they talked about it yesterday. And I think that they're you talk about them zigging whenever everybody else is zagging. And the normal way to run offense is to run the ball to set up the pass, and they're using the reverse method, which makes a lot of sense. It's kind of how the Ravens operate too. I mean,
sure,
they want to run the football clearly, but towards the end of the games, they use Derrick Henry to close out games, and that's how the Steelers are, and that's why they made the move to Russell Wilson. That's why that, you know, 16th in scoring is what you said. That's why that's not good enough, because like they want to throw the ball to back everybody up, as we talked about in the first segment. You said you used to see the safeties firing down in there because there was no threat of a pass, and they understand that, so they want to pass the ball to set up the run so they could close out games. They feel really good with what Najee's doing. They feel really good where Jaylen Warren is in his health. He looked like he had a little bit more pop to his step this weekend.
Yes, he did.
He's getting healthier. So they want to pass the ball to ease up the defense to run the football. And it's the first game of seeing that really come to fruition underneath Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson. So, yeah, they can get a lot better. They can keep inching their way forward. And you know, hopefully other guys will step up. We don't know what they're going to do. I mean, you almost can't count on them making a move, like a trade for a wide receiver to add to this room. So I really come back to what we've been talking about for weeks and weeks. Like, can Russell Wilson elevate other players? And I think it's very evident what he did on Sunday night. Yes, he can really do that. Now, you don't have to be world beaters, but if you could be in the right spot, if he can get you in the right, you know, with the concepts and everything and put the ball where it needs to be, you can pass the ball, and people are going to have to respect that. They don't have to respect the individuals necessarily. You don't have to be like, oh, man, Van Jefferson's going to beat us. But you're going to have to respect the pass, the passing game. And then once you have to do that, then Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, they come about. And that's how you want to win football games.
Well stated, I think, by you, Doran. We saw Russell Wilson kind of do a little shimmy shake, change the arm angle on a dump off to Pat Freiermuth, who then goes for 30 yards. Like, maybe Justin Fields plays break it down, runs and gets 12 yards or something like that, which is nice.
Right.
And we would have been crediting him, but it ain't 30 yards, and it's a playmaker now involved. Calvin Austin makes a big play. Well schemed by Arthur Smith, but maybe Justin Fields, because that took a long time to develop, maybe Justin Fields takes off and runs at that point. Would have been a positive play, but it wouldn't have been the giant chunk play. Throwing the ball down the field to George Pickens. They had done it, but they had only had 2 big plays in the previous 3 games. Well, you had 5 20-plus yard plays in this one. So you can see reasons for optimism. And again, this Jets defense banged up on the back end, but Dallas was banged up. Bad. Couldn't take advantage. How many times have they played banged up or bad teams the last few years? Couldn't take advantage. And guys, it's not going to take much for this Steelers offense to get to a point where the team can be elite. And what I mean by that is I don't look at this offense with the skill position guys they have, though Russ can make them better, as an offense that can get elite. But if your offense can get closer to the top 10 in points with the defense you have, that's how you have an elite football team. Special teams looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Green Bay was 8th in the NFL in points per game, 23.8. Steelers are 16th right now with 23. Buffalo last year, 6th with 26.6. With Russ, can you get to that 26 range
mm-hmm.
if you do, you're dangerous?
Well, what defense are they going to play this year that is elite, at least on the back end? I don't see really any. Who's elite in passing defense-wise that they have to really worry about? I mean, Baltimore, we just said that they're not. I mean, is Cincinnati?
Cincinnati is 21st in the league in pass defense.
What about Cleveland?
Cleveland, 11th. But, you know, Cleveland's
right.
a team. Cleveland hadn't scored 20 points in a game this year. Not once.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got Chubb back, but they lost Amari Cooper. Like, you should beat Cleveland twice.
Right.
So you throw Cleveland kind of to the side. Cincinnati's pass defense, not great.
And Kansas City's pretty good, right?
Kansas City, 20th in the league in pass defense.
Oh, they're 20th, okay. Right.
And you know you're going to have to throw the ball and put up points to beat Kansas City. You know you're going to have to probably put up points against Washington. That's why they did this.
Mm-hmm.
Go get another receiver, though. Caboli seems to think they're going to do it. Go get one more. One more.
I agree. I don't know if they feel comfortable enough. Like, they're just like, all right, whatever. Like, is that one guy? We think that one guy could really help this unit, but do they think that? Like, is it worth putting so much effort into getting somebody and trading away some type of asset to do that?
I feel better about them getting a guy than I have at any other point. This will be the third week in a row you're going to see a team with a wide receiver that maybe you should try to acquire. Because you had Davante Adams, and then that obviously didn't happen. He goes to the Jets, and then the Jets have Mike Williams, and that hasn't happened yet. I think it could. Then you take on Darius Slayton and the New York Giants this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love Darius Slayton on this football team.
Yeah,
I think he's a good number two wide receiver. And George Pickens looked more like a number one wide receiver than he has really all year for the Steelers with Russell Wilson throwing the football. So I think they're going to do it. Because I think they know, as we've talked about now for a half hour, they've got to throw the ball to be a true contender in the AFC. All right, we'll make it easier on Russell Wilson. And I don't know that players getting traded at this point are going to get to pick their destination. But if I'm Darius Slayton, and I do, if they're going to be nice to me, now I look and say, Russ Wilson looks a little bit different now.
Not bad.
Think I'd be okay with it.